the author of. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra. We are still here in London. We have not moved to Malaysia yet. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are welcoming you on this day, the 21st of August in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Nnamdi Kanu, by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I happen to be the host and director of this very beautiful station, put here by the mercy of the Biafran people to propagate the message of restoration, the message of hope to our people, and that is what we are here to do. I am honored and I'm delighted to say that we are joined today by Barrister Mamezu and also our dear sister, Chidera Akabo. For Karamonde is not here with us. She's away on family duties. She's not able to join us today. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. And as always, we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of our fellow Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. That this is your radio station. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via peopleofbiafra.org. You can get us via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org and also belierhumanrights.org. Wherever you are, please, this is the drill. Tell your friends, message them, inbox them, send them text messages, even email. Go to your Facebook wall and say you are listening to Radio Biafra. It makes a lot of difference. Don't say it doesn't count. Just try and do it and see the difference it's going to make. If everybody puts it on their Facebook wall that is listening right now, multiply that by over 100-fold, because you have nothing less than 100 friends on your friends' contact list. It will make a whole lot of difference. We are asking you to do that. Those of you on BlackBerry to do the same. Those of you on WhatsApp to do the same. Wherever you are on this planet, inform those around you so that they too may be enlightened. Once again, we are welcoming you wherever you are. We are saying that this is Radio Biafra. Our march towards the restoration of Biafra is relentless. relentless. We cannot give an inch. Withdrawal, retreating, or surrendering is not an option worthy of contemplation. We cannot contemplate it. It doesn't even come to our mind. Our march is forward ever and backward never. That is why we say that we either get Biafra or we perish in the process. It's either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. People think it's a joke. That is absolute fact. We are nothing like you have seen before. By the time we are done, as I keep reminding everybody, you will save the clips of Radio Biafra. You will play it for your children. You will say to them that this is what they said, and this is exactly what they did. What they said and what they did, we are the same. Without apology to nobody, and with total reverence and submission to God Almighty, we say we are going to get Biafra. We are not cocky. We are not even confident. We are stating the obvious is a fact. It's a scriptural declaration. It is a decree from the above that Biafra must exist. Not in the next 15,000 years. Before 2015, if they say no to that, hell will break loose. We are telling them, we are warning them, we are giving them advance notice. Biafra must be free. That is why we are here. Good evening once again and welcome wherever you are on this planet. Very shortly, we shall give you the contact details with which you can interact with us this very evening. But before I proceed any further, it is my honor, my pleasure to please introduce Barrister Mamezu, an accomplished and very eminent barrister and attorney at law here in England and Wales, not in Scotland. He's not allowed to practice in Scotland. He only does so in England and Wales. Please, Barrister Mamezu, acknowledge the presence of our distinguished listeners in every country on this planet listening to Radio Biafra this very minute, exactly 9 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in London.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans and all the people of Biafra. Friends of Biafra and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart, we are welcoming you to this program and we hope you will enjoy our interactions this evening. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, and Chidera, please, could you say hello to our wonderful listeners?
Hello, wonderful listeners, friends of Biafra, good people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to some of you. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States. Stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. We must continue to remind everybody on Facebook, including those we have added, that you should also bring your friends to this very party. You must add your friends onto Radio Biafra London Facebook group. Very soon, we'll then concentrate on the page. We have to get to 100,000. 6 digits is very important. One day, we'll tell you why. We need to get to 100,000. We'll tell you about the mythical significance of the number 6. It is important that we get to that as quickly as possible. Continue to add your friends. Continue in whatever form you feel or deem it necessary. Invite people to join us. Go and like Radio Biafra page, also on Facebook. Make it a habit to visit Radio Biafra website at least 2 times every day. Read the news there and leave your comment. People don't know that you can go to Radio Biafra website and leave your comment. That is where most people prefer to leave their comments, on what they have read, on what is happening in the zoo, not based on gossip or innuendo. Sometimes I go through the comments page on the website and I find it really, really informative. Some of them are a bit on the loopy side, we know that. We are not all the same. But the majority, 99.9% of the comments left there are very good comments. So we encourage you to also go there. And also, very soon, we will try to create, or we have already created, we'll roll out the political forum, the economic forum, the social forum, the cultural forum, and all the rest of it. So people with specific interest, as the OSU debate has been raging, can go there and discuss it in more detail and tell us how we can begin to tackle all those problems. All these things are coming very soon. When the more discerning amongst us, when those who have the interest of Biafra at heart can retire to Radio Biafra website to begin to go into the forums to discuss and to debate, to begin to bring out policy ideas that we're going to implement once Biafra comes, because Biafra is coming very soon and we have to be prepared. If we are not prepared, there will be anarchy, there will be chaos. So we need now to begin to plan, to consult, to reach out to people that we may carry everybody along with us. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We come to you every evening, 7 p.m. London time, wherever we may be in the world. Our standard time is 7 p.m. And please, bring out your pen and your paper, because this is Radio Biafra. Chidera, please, could you kindly give us the news headlines on this day, the 21st of August, 2013, and the accompanying news roundup, please.
The news headlines. Lagos State Government at war with Igbos as yet more Igbo-owned habitable buildings are destroyed in Lagos. Fear grips Nigerian policemen as Boko Haram finds it easier to kill them. Kaduna Police Station attacked. No good leaders in Nigeria. They have betrayed us all. Alhaji Maitama Sule. Igbos continue to farm babies for sale. Ebonyi State joins in. First flight originating outside Nigeria lands in Enugu. Now the news in detail. Lagos State Government has demolished houses belonging to Igbo people around the Ebute Meta area in Lagos mainland local government. One of the destroyed buildings belongs to an Igbo traditional ruler based in the area. The demolition was carried out by the Building Control Agency on Tuesday. They demolished what the state government described as a defective two-story building on Freeman Street, while it shot 15 others on Habat Makele, Oloto and Market Street in Ebute Meta, Lagos mainland local government. Among the houses sealed off and marked for demolition were the palace of the Eze Bernard Ojika Opoko I and two buildings opposite the house of a lawmaker representing Lagos mainland constituency, Mr. Alao Owolabi. It was gathered that a demolished building belonging to Opoko I, which had about 36 rooms, was built 40 years ago. General Manager, LASBCA, Mrs. Abimbola Animashon, explained that the building was demolished after it failed an integrity test conducted by the agency. She said that the occupants of the building were notified about the exercise, adding that the owners of the sealed buildings should proceed to the agency's office for advice. She said, "We have marked 30 buildings in this area, and among the buildings, 5 of them will be removed before the end of the week. Some of them are still waiting for the result of the integrity test from the Lagos State Material Testing Agency, and definitely we will get it soon to determine further actions." After notifying the occupants that the building was not safe for them, they refused to vacate it. "We have been here more than 3 times, and immediately they see us, they usually run away or hide somewhere. They should not go below the minimum standard by using inferior materials." A lady who refused to vacate the SS palace said, "This is totally illegal. We have done everything required of us. We were told to conduct an integrity test and we have done that, but the government refused to give us the results and receipt for our payment." Unknown gunmen have killed 4 policemen and an unidentified person in 2 attacks on a divisional police station in Kajuru, the headquarters of Kajuru local government area, and the Nungu community, Sanga local government area of Kaduna State, reports The Nation. It was learned that 3 policemen died in the attack in Kajuru. 2 others, including a police officer, died in the Nungu attack. The gunmen were said to have arrived in Kajuru at 11:30 p.m. They reportedly attacked the police station and freed the detainees. First Republic Minister of Power and Elder Statesman Alhaji Yusuf Maitama Sule yesterday lamented that the present generation of leaders have betrayed Nigeria's founding fathers. Sule, a former permanent representative to the United Nations, said that if Nigeria's founding fathers were to wake up from their graves to see Nigeria as it is today, they would hugely be disappointed at its state of affairs. He spoke at a one-day workshop on conflict management and resolution held in Kano. He said the founding fathers, who had set the pace for the emergence of a great nation, will die 10 times over the way things are today. The unending problem of the sale of humans in Igbo land, especially that of infants born in notorious baby farms, have now struck in Ebonyi State. Police in Ebonyi State yesterday arrested two persons over their alleged involvement in the running of a baby factory in Imo State. The suspects, Ifeanyi Chukwu and Gloria, were arrested for recruiting young girls from Ebonyi State to Army Igbo in Mwangile local government area of Imo State, where they run a baby factory. The police public relations officer, Mr. Sylvester Igbo, a deputy superintendent of police, while briefing newsmen in Abakaliki, said one of the suspects, Ifeanyi Chukwu, specialized in conveying pregnant young girls from Amasuri to Amaroku, Amibo in Imo State, where the baby factory is located. The suspect was alleged to have taken 17-year-old pregnant Wichichi, surname withheld, from Amasuri in Afibo North local government area of Ebonyi State to the baby factory after he had promised to link her to a provision store where she would be engaged as a sales girl. After a wait of nearly 2 years, the Akanibam International Airport, Enugu, yesterday received its first ever international flight, 4 days to the official landing of the international commercial flight. Billionaire businessman Arthur Eze flew in from Senegal in a private jet marked 5MPZE, which landed at 3:20 p.m. President Goodluck Jonathan approved the upgrading of the airport 2 years ago and laid the foundation for the building of the international wing early this year. Although work is still on at the various sections, the Ministry of Aviation has slated the official landing of commercial international flights into Enugu for Saturday. Ethiopian Airlines is billed to fly in and out of the coal city. This is the news of today, 21st of August, Anno Domini 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dara. Thank you. Thank you very much for the news. If you're joining us, please, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London on this day, once again, the 21st day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. We say it is the year of our Lord because calendar started after the departure. In fact, our Lord Yeshua is the dividing line between the old and the new. And from him, from the time that he left this earth, they started to count the calendar again. That is why it is AD, in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini. We are welcoming you. As always, you know the number to call. For those of you joining us for the very first time, the number is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. Or you can join us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. That is all you need to do. In the interim, continue to tell your friends, continue to tell your family members, tell your relatives, your acquaintances, tell everybody you come into contact with, also tell your enemies. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on the air. For people to go to www.radiobiafra.co to be enlightened, to be educated, to be informed. For people to be made aware of what is happening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a country put together by one man, a single human being, created the monstrosity called Nigeria. A disgrace to humanity, a burden to Africa, and a disease to people who are unfortunate to call themselves Nigerians. That is why the sooner that useless place comes to an end, the better humanity will be for it. We make bold to continue to say that we are presenting to you today a news that we have been telling you time and time again and nobody cared to listen. It is now beginning to hit home. We must also thank everybody who is working tirelessly hard to make sure that the message we are putting out from Radio Biafra is being propagated in various communities across the world, especially our dear brothers and sisters in Malaysia, our brothers and sisters in Thailand, and those of you in China. Our redemption is going to come from the East. It looks like that way to me. People in Europe are squabbling, selfishly dozing, sleeping on duty, whilst those in America are glued to hamburger and to soda. Anything sweet in life is not good for you. Go and ask. Anything that is bitter contains quinine and is good for the liver. That's what your doctor tells you. Those of you in America who are bathing every morning in Coke, in Fanta, in Sprite, in 7-Up, because of the sugary content of these drinks, forgetting that your people are being disgraced in Nigeria. Their houses are being destroyed in Lagos. Not from Radio Biafra, this is the news coming from the zoo itself. Lagos State government is at war with Igbo people. We don't know this. We are going to give you the evidence today. Yet again, they have embarked on demolition. All this news you can find on Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. After reading there, you go and collaborate it elsewhere. When we report news on Radio Biafra, we don't do hearsay news. Somebody told me, or they said, or we heard. When we report news on Radio Biafra, we give you exact location and when the atrocity happened. Today, it is the turn of the people living around Ebuta Meta area in Lagos mainland local government area. One of the buildings they destroyed belongs to an Igbo traditional ruler. You know that even the Bible said you cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. How can you be an Eze and you're living in Lagos? How many Yoruba Obas are living in Igbo land? You're an Eze. You're living in Kanu. Eze ndi Igbo in Kanu. How many emirs are living in Okigwe as the emir of Okigwe or emir of Hausa Fulani people in Okigwe? You are Eze ndi Igbo in Accra in Ghana, Eze ndi Igbo in Houston, Texas, Eze ndi Igbo in New York, Eze ndi Igbo in Orlando, Florida, Eze ndi Igbo in Toronto, Canada, Eze ndi Igbo in London, Eze ndi Igbo in Madrid. Are you not ashamed of yourself? How many Ezes from England are back where you come from? Oh, God, have mercy on us. I have never seen this level of stupidity before. Never. I have read so many books, studied so many cultures, studied so many value systems around the world. I have never come across such unbridled stupidity as we witness among some of our people. Not all of us, some of us. This man, his name is Opoko. I don't know if people know what Opoko means. That's his name, Opoko. One of Ebuta Meta. Let's see what happened to him. His building was demolished. The people that carried out this demolition, their name is the Building Control Agency, belonging to Fashola. This man is daring us, telling us Lagos is not yours. Go back to where you come from. As somebody quite rightly put on Facebook, they are praying to God, please keep demolishing our properties. I agree. We are in London. I pray to the... they are listening to us. Please, the sooner you can start deporting us, the better, myself included. So that we as we are flying back or taking boat or canoe to go back to where we come from, we can maybe come to our senses. That a tenant does not start planting flowers. You don't plant flower as a tenant. You don't do that. It's the duty of the landlord to maintain the grounds. Any tenant planting flower is a fool. You don't do that. All it takes for you to go is a quit notice. Today, Fashola and the Yoruba people are serving quit notice on Igbo people in Lagos. In the north, Boko Haram have served notice on us. We have refused to vacate, so they're blowing us out of the place. As we speak, there is a special van now in England and prowling the streets of London, looking for our people to deport them. If you go to India, as you can see, some of them, we don't hear from them anymore. We hear that most of them are in prison in India. If you go to Morocco, we are in prison in Morocco. The other day in Morocco, we heard that they even ran away from the town. Some of them are sleeping in the basement. Even in Egypt, we are there. Despite all the turmoil, God is sending you a message. Go back to where you come from. Go back to the land I gave to your ancestors and make something out of it. This demolition happened on Tuesday. They demolished what the state government described as a defective two-story building on Freeman Street. While it shot 15 others on Herbert Macaulay, Oloto, or whatever they call it in Yoruba, maybe Barrister will explain better what they call the useless place. I don't know what it is. And Market Street in Ebute Metta, Lagos. Among the houses sealed off and marked for demolition were the palace of the Eze Bernard Ojika Okowan, they call him, and two buildings opposite the house of a lawmaker. They did not say it is the house of the lawmaker. We must understand it very clearly. Opposite his house. So we give you landmark where these things are happening. It's not a mirage. We tell you where it's happening. If you have people around the Ebute Metta, ask them if they are homeless this evening, because houses are being destroyed in the area. The humiliating part of this news must be brought to the attention of everybody. So when we tell you we want a transmitter, you can understand the reason why we want it. General manager of this very agency, demolition agency against Igbo people, explained that the buildings was demolished after it failed an integrity test conducted by the agency. Can anybody tell me who is qualified in Nigeria to do an integrity test? Do they know what the meaning of the word integrity is? They don't know what it is, but they're going out to carry a test. This is a country that has oil that cannot generate electricity. This is a country that they tell us that there is bitumen coming out of the ground in Ogun State. They cannot build roads. This is a country blessed, so to speak, with so-called abundant natural resources. Yet, they have nearly 96% of their population living beneath or below the poverty line. People are scavenging in dustbin for food. People are dying every day due to lack of medical attention. People get sick and they commit suicide. And we'll tell you this evening how our people are dying. That is why when you go to the villages, there are dead bodies all over the place. People are deliberately committing suicide rather than face the harsh realities of life on a daily basis. Well, how are they committing suicide? They are committing suicide because when they are ill, they don't go for medical treatment. They prefer to die. Is a more dignified way than going and hanging themselves. That is why our populations are being reduced. This woman said that we have marked 30 buildings in this area, and among the buildings, 5 of them will be removed before the end of the week. These are houses belonging to Igbo people. For information, in Ebute Metta, people will know that Ebute Metta does not contain any slums. Ebute Metta does not have any slum. It's not like Morocco or other places. No, these are houses built and have stood there for over 40 years. The same period, even more newer than most houses in Ikoyi and Victoria Island. Yet they are targeting them for destruction without compensation. Then tomorrow they will tell us that you have Igbo destitutes on the streets in Lagos. This is how you become destitute in Lagos. They make you homeless. Because you're homeless, you have nowhere to live, you become a destitute. They come to the street with area boys and OPC. They grab you, they put in detention, sometimes they kill you. If you are lucky to be alive, they deport you to Onitsha Head Bridge. And P2B will put you in detention. And yet, you call yourself a Nigerian. We don't blame you for the suffering you're going through in Ebute Metta this evening. Most of you who are homeless, who will have nowhere to sleep, they will grab you and they will deport you, or you might even die in detention. Your brothers and sisters abroad are the reason why you are suffering. Most of them are listening this evening. It is because of their quietness, because of their docility, because of the fact that they have failed to respond to your needs. That is why Yorubas are now destroying your properties and making life intolerable for you. Our transmitter is coming. That is the only thing we can offer you. Nothing more. There's nothing we have to offer. But our transmitter is coming. And when it comes, that country will crumble in a matter of months. It will not stand it. If Microsoft, Google, Yahoo can listen to us, people back home will listen to us because they are reasonable people. Those disappointing you are those in America. They are the disappointment. Those in Canada, they are disappointment. Those of them in Britain are the disappointment. Very selfish people that would rather see the destruction of their own race. They want the Igbo race to die out, so them and their families can enjoy on the streets of another country built by other people that suffered and died. The selfishness exhibited by people in America is so shameful that I'm beginning to ask God to make sure they all go to hell. That is wickedness. The homes of your own flesh and blood are being destroyed in Lagos. Imagine Yoruba people daring us. What can you do? Ordinary Yoruba people. Nobody's saying anything. Our houses, our homes, our livelihoods are being rendered desolate in Lagos. When we say we want Biafra, these are the reasons why. Go and tell your friends. This is why we say to them, you must get them to listen to Radio Biafra. It's very important. After notifying the occupants that the buildings was not safe for them, they refused to vacate. We have been here more than 3 times, and immediately they see us, this is from this Yoruba woman, they usually run away or hide somewhere. They should not go below the minimum standard by using inferior materials. The house have stood there for 40 years. It hasn't collapsed. It hasn't fallen. Let us see your integrity testing equipment. They have sealed. Listen very carefully so our people will understand this. This is our signature headline this evening, that the world may know what they're doing to us in the zoo. Listen very carefully. In a country where only one man is allowed to import cement. In a country where to build a house is impossible. Very, very impossible. Lagos State Government, in around Ebutameta area, a place with the street name like Herbert Macaulay. How can that place be a slum? It is not. They have sealed off 1,600 properties. People are not listening very well, so I'll repeat it. 1,600 properties have been sealed off and earmarked for demolition. Do you people remember a few weeks ago we told you that Amnesty International did a report citing that the numbers of people being deported from Lagos back to Igboland is nothing, that 90,000 is coming? And we told you they will make you destitute. They have started it. 1,600 properties will be destroyed. Their occupants will be made destitute. They will be killed or deported, and life continues as normal. I will not go further to bring the other headlines, because it goes on to corroborate, to back up what we are saying, that the zoo is finished. Nigerian police are not safe. People don't join the police anymore, because Boko Haram will kill them at will. Even Maitama Asule, who have stolen one of the people who are behind the present decay in the country, he is even saying there are no good leaders in Nigeria. We told you. People listen to Radio Biafra and they make their comment. They have betrayed us all. This is Alhaji, not a chief or a onze or ozo. Alhaji Maitama Asule. There are no good leaders in Nigeria. They have betrayed us all. He said this thing in public, not private quote, in public, only yesterday. That tells you where the zoo is heading to. I will go to Barrister Mamezu to please come in at this point to give us his own perspective. Before we go to the phone line to take calls, we acknowledge everybody who is adding their friends at this very minute. We must get to 100,000, please. We need about 10,000 more people or less. We need 100,000 people. Our message is, if you don't do anything, there will be many more lives lost. If you decide not to support what Radio Biafra is doing, there will be many more houses demolished. If you decide to sit in your house and do nothing and take care of your house, your wife and your children, many more people will die where you come from. And they are all Biafran people, mainly Igbo people. Because of your docility, many more are going to die.
If you do nothing, their blood is on your head. If they die because they know nobody will speak for them, their blood is on your head, unless you join this very enterprise that we're in to make sure that Biafra is restored as quickly as possible. I don't know what Barrister Mamezu has to say about this very signature headline we're bringing you this evening, that houses are being demolished. The process of making Igbo people destitute en masse has begun in Lagos. Barrister, you with
thank you. Yes, Director, thank you for the information. I'll keep it as brief as you did. Let me pick one or two points to shed more light on them. Let me briefly comment on the demolition of the houses that belongs to the Igbos in Lagos. This is why, Director, it's very important, very, very important for us to have this transmitter, so that our people will be aware of what is happening in the zoo. They don't know what is happening in their environment because they listen only to Yoruba media. That's what they do, and therefore they are in darkness. I remember once, I think it was a few days ago, Chidera says, the reason why nobody is very clever in that zoological country called Nigeria is because they don't have light, so that's why they are in darkness. And of course, they cannot see. Now, I'm taking the issue of this particular Eze, whose house was demolished. If a house is derelict in this country, what do they do? They scaffold. Scaffolding is the essence of bringing any building that is derelict into a brand new formation. They didn't do that. They deliberately demolished the house. Now, I want to know if it is possible, because I remember in the 70s, my dad was building, my net dad, Dr. Cyril Mezo Azurike, was building a house in a weary town, a street called Wedro Road, opposite the new stadium. Because my daddy's land was opposite the new stadium, the 24 bedrooms my dad was building was demolished and compensated. He was paid for all his efforts, including the land. They destroyed the building. So I don't know if the Lagos government are going to pay the people whose building and houses are destroyed. That is one. Now, if a house has been in a place, Habati Makoni Street is a well-known street that is very fanciful, that is clean for 40 good years. Only now you remembered to destroy the house. And the comment even say that the reason why they haven't destroyed others is because those have not even come to talk to them. What about the people who are inside, the residents, inside this particular one you destroyed? They said they paid. They don't need bloody integrity test. They didn't give them receipts. They could not even show them the test that they have done, yet the building was destroyed. Director, this is what we call victimization. It is deliberately done with impunity and hatred. That is what it is. Let me leave this area and go to Maitama Yusuf Sule, who was a former permanent member of the UN. I'm sure he was one of the people who drafted all the human rights issues. If you go to Lagos, this Yusuf Maitama Sule has an estate. I remember as a little boy, my cousin went to Yugoslavia. They have the embassy at number 7, Maitama Sule, in Lagos, owned by the same Yusuf Maitama Sule. Now, let's look into what he was saying. He says Nigeria has no good leader. He said that the present leadership are not doing very well. The present means good luck. Remember Babangida was there? Buhari was there? Shehu Shagari was there? Shemeko was there?
Yes.
Babangida was there? Or yes. Obasanjo was there? Director, now, how long has good luck Jonathan been in this pool? That is how you see segregation. This is how you see wickedness. Now, he further says that the present leadership resulted in people not being employed. They have no jobs in a country where there is wealth and richness, yet people have nothing. My Tamasule is telling us the present government, that is Goodluck. Goodluck only took office into how many years ago? Compared to 53 bloody years in that zoological country, where the houses, the Fulani houses have been ruling the country. Yet, only now all of them are waking up. Go on, says bad leadership. Obasanjo says bad leadership. I pity Goodluck. If I Goodluck himself cannot even, he cannot even defend himself because he has 10 aircraft, a single individual. As you rightly say, where his own particular area, where he came from, is polluted with oil and water and everything. It's not even notable when he has 10 aircraft. Shame on the Goodluck himself. I'm not defending him, but my Tamasule, what he's saying is very rich, because all of them and his brothers and sisters have been there. They could not do anything. And whatever he, furthermore, he says that Nigeria is now going into a situation of revolution, which is looming very soon. Revolution looming very soon. And then he says the Northerners should go back to the era of what they know and how to get themselves together. And urging the Northerners to be together. He didn't say the Igbos, he didn't say the Yorubas, urging the Northerners to be together.
Yes.
He says no religion should do this, no culture should do this. He did not mention Boko Haram. Look at all of them. Look at these people. That's how you know those who sponsor Boko Haram. They will never call their name, they will never condemn them, and they will never mention their name. Director, you see, everything is open. And I'm glad Radio Biafra is here forever. It's a shame on our people, those who refused to hearken to our call, that we necessarily need transmitter, so that our people will be aware what is happening. The houses thought that we are in darkness, and we have always believed that we are clever, we are sharper, we are intelligent than the houses. No, we call them Aboki, we call them Malam. Can you see that only a few years ago, Jonathan took office? Now there is mass unemployment. People are suffering. He finally say that an idle brain is a devil's workshop.
After how many years, director?
Supporting the Boko Haram, idle brain is a devil's workshop. When did Goodluck take off position? How many years was Babangida there? Shagari, Buhari, Obasanjo, Shenoko. How many years did they rule Nigeria? Only now, Goodluck from the south, assume office. All these things, and now everybody is poor because of the present leadership. Which present leadership? Nigerians, the zoological country, you guys are not fools. And of course, you cannot fool any in the Western world, because they brought their diplomacy and everything, put us together to suffer this problem we're into now. But I thank God Radio Biafra is here, and we are liberating ourselves very soon. No more pulling a wall over our eyes. They can no longer hoodwink those who are learned, those who are educated, and those who are wise. Let me leave this here for now, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Barrister Mamesu. Please remain with us. That this is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. You know the number to call once again, please. The number is +44 78 31 30 8376. That is our telephone line to call. Or you, if you prefer, you can come to us via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. We are transmitting to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Our trip to Malaysia is imminent, and we shall be coming to you from Malaysia exactly the same time. We understand the time there now is approximately 2:46 a.m. in the morning. 2:46 a.m. in the morning. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I don't think he can. I do not think he can. Can you hear me? No. He's been trying. Our dear brother, John Eze, has been trying to get us since yesterday. He's not been able to do so. He's not been able to do so. Please, we suggest you allow us for some time and then you can come back and try again. You can try again later because your line is not working. It is not working. So we suggest, please, that you come back to us later. This is Radio Biafra on this day, the 21st of August. We are bringing you news that the demolition of our properties in Lagos is gathering apace. We know that some of you are so distressed because you have properties in Lagos. You don't even have COO. You have no certificate of occupancy. You don't know what is going to happen to your properties in Lagos because the enemies are on the prowl. They are destroying your hard-earned or hardly acquired properties. Things that you fought for and got is being bulldozed before your own very eyes. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. You are the first caller today. Give us a name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? We can hear you. Can you hear me? No, they are not saying anything. I wish they can come back to us. As we are saying, even fear is gripping the Nigerian police. There is a lot of problems with Nigerian police. And if we can even touch on some of the news that we are also presenting to you this evening. The sale of children is continuing where we come from. The sale, the farming of children and the selling of them is continuing where we come from. We Igbo people are continuing to farm and sell children. Exactly the same reason why God turned his back against us. We are still doing it till today. We are selling children. And to make matters worse, those involved in this very ugly, despicable trade are youngsters, as young as 24 years old. These are babies, and this is what they are doing. This is an unending problem. We complained previously, what did we tell you? That if people find it very lucrative to farm babies, others will follow suit. Now they have done it. The suspect's name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. The accomplice is called Gloria. They are recruiting young girls from Ebonyi State to Ami Igbo in Wangele, local government area of Imo State, to go and give birth to kids, to babies, so they can sell them. This is evil of unimaginable proportions, and it is our duty to clamp down upon it and bring it to an end. The only thing that can bring it to an end is Biafra. Only Biafra can make that possible. That is why we urge each and every person not only to be vigilant, but also to be resilient to run this race with us. We have somebody else on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear us. They cannot hear us. Please, we ask you to try and call us back because we cannot hear what you are saying. And please, a barrister, I hope that this is not very close to your village where this baby factory, this baby farm is happening. Because we reported this a while ago about baby factory, and it has continued. Baby factory has continued to exist in Imo State. How are we going to stop this problem before Biafra comes? That is the million-dollar question. How are we going to stop this? Please, Barrister Mamizu.
No, Director, it's not close to my village.
It's not close to your village?
It isn't close to my village.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I mean, it's a big shame. It's a big shame that things like this are allowed. And as I said earlier, once we have the transmitter, we should be able to educate our people directly. We should be able to tell them what is happening within their environment. We should have a proper policing. What is causing all this problem is because of poverty. Poverty brings a lot of wickedness in the society. When nobody knows their right and their wrong, that is why all these things are happening. They mentioned one village in Wangele. Wangele is in Imo State. They mentioned a place they called Amasere, which is in the Borno State. All these are happening within us. Why is it? Because there's no proper policing. If a policeman comes around, see that they give him maybe 3,000 or 5,000 naira, you just wait them, you carry on.
They can give you a baby.
Exactly.
The babies.
Definitely, director. So once we have transmitter is our own power. Once we have this transmitter to be able to tell people to wake up, rise up, know what is around you, director, I think our job will be half done. But without it, we could be talking. Even as you and I are talking, things are happening in our own states because people are not privy to it. People have no such knowledges. So the only answer is if our people could bring their conscience within themselves to understand that their people are dying without good knowledge of what is happening in that zoo, then we should come to our aid. The way we are talking as if this is very important to our heart, because it's just Radio Biafra is very we are actually clamoring in order to receive this transmitter as if we are talking for on behalf of our people.
Yeah,
but I'm very glad.
Yes.
Yesterday the Germans, in fact, I was going to tell you that please, if you see anyone coming from Germany, overlook it. The Germans came in force yesterday, one after the other, continuously. The Germans could not. I love such spirit. The Germans, wherever you are, I give all of you thumbs up. You are showing that kinsmanship. That is what is required of you. I love my people when they come out in mass. The Germans, hip, 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 hooray for all of you. May God bless all of you wherever you are. I hope the Americans, who are always trust, could respond like this. Take it, Director.
Yes, we are hoping and praying that they respond. What the Germans did yesterday was astonishing. It was very good. We welcomed it. We buoyed us up. At least we have our people who are interested, who are listening, that wants things to happen as quickly as possible. I am sure that you share my impatience. I am impatient because our people are dying. Our people are having their properties destroyed. You cannot say that this man came and into possession of that property only yesterday. The building has been standing since 40 years ago, but now it has been demolished. Demolished. Demolished, barrister. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. My name is Emeji Eshel, Connection London.
Please speak up. I didn't quite get you again.
My name is Emeji Eshel, Connection London.
Onyechi, you are welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I just want to make a little contribution. First of all, I'd like to commend you guys for your resilience and your hard work at Radio Biafra. Yesterday I was speaking to my friend who happened to be a British-born Biafran. I found out that she wasn't aware of Biafra, she wasn't aware of the movement. And to me, it was something that gave me a sense of fulfillment.
Yes.
Being the one to educate her about Biafra. That's what I would like to urge all Biafrans, no matter where you are, all Biafrans in the diaspora, especially the ones that know about our history. It's our duty, being people, indigenous people of Biafra, it's our duty to tell people about, how we are suffering in Nigeria, how we are being marginalized in Nigeria, the plight of the Biafran people in Nigeria. So, I was really honored to, educate her about Biafra, and being that all my friends are, for the past week, everyone that knows me know what I stand for. And everyone that knows me know that I'm a Biafra. And I just tell them, go and listen to Radio Biafra. Just making them aware, because it's awareness by, getting support and public awareness that we can, also help to achieve our dreams. So, they're just encouraging everyone, you know, all Biafrans, wherever you are, just tell people about Radio Biafra.
Yeah, but can you tell me why? Does it mean that our people here, our sister that you spoke to, does it mean she's unaware that houses are being demolished, that we are being bombed? Is she not aware of that?
She wasn't aware. The lady I'm referring to is a British man. She grew up in this country, and her parents immigrated here, you know, in the 80s and everything like that. So she doesn't speak fluent English, she doesn't even speak Igbo at all. So we find out, you know, especially our children and our people that grew up here, that been here all their life, that spent all their life here, they hardly know anything about Biafra. Do you understand? They don't even understand Igbo, let alone Biafra. So you find out, when I spoke to her about Biafra, she was like, you know, her father told her a little bit about it, but she doesn't know Biafra, you know, in details. So it's only left to us now, you know, because I told to her that I'm more knowledgeable about Biafra than Google. You know, and more concise as well. So I was able to give her a full, you know, narrative of the whole, you know, of our history, starting from January 15, 1966. So I think it's our duty, like I said, to educate people about this and also to direct them to listen to Radio Biafra.
Yes, that is the best thing to do. Are you going to be able to come out? People have said before, a lot of us here, people living in London especially, and I understand they've said before, if there's anything you want us to do, please let us know. The Notting Hill Carnival is coming up. Yes, we want people to go to and spread the word about Biafra. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, follow that up, because I contacted Carol Monday on Facebook, and she said she won't be able to call me. So I think I'm really keen on participating in any outreach that the Radio Biafra is planning to, you know, do in the carnival. Yeah, I'm going to London. I'm actually in Portsmouth at the moment, but I'm going to London tomorrow, and I'll be going with my Biafra flag, and I'll be there, you know, until the whole weekend, and, you know, the whole carnival and bank holiday weekend. So I'm really keen, and I think Carol has my number. If she would like to give me a call quickly, so that I just know the details of what is going on and be part of it.
Okay, that is very good. If anybody wants to participate in the carnival, please inbox Carol Monday. Send her a message so all of you can congregate there. We'll make arrangements for the t-shirt that you're going to wear. If you have any Biafra memorabilia, as our brother said, if you have a flag, please bring it. Anything you have on you that signifies Biafra, please come with it. You'll be there to preach Biafra to people, to hand out leaflets, of which there'll be very close to 5,000 of them. You are there to distribute them, so that the message of Biafra, you don't know where these things will go to. Nobody knows where it is going to fall on. You don't know whose lap this very message about Biafra is going to touch or to light something in them for them to be able to help us. We need all the friends. We need all the help that we can get. That is why spreading the news about Biafra and what Radio Biafra is doing to restore Biafra to its rightful position must be made, and made very, very quickly. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are reporting today that the demolition of houses has continued at pace, that the possible deportation of our people looms very large as a result of the destruction of properties in Lagos by the Lagos state government. That is why we are lamenting. That is why we want to do everything humanly possible to make sure that Radio Biafra, the message we are propagating here, gets to the people that really, really matter. Heaven knows what is wrong with our Skype line. I don't know. That seems to have been jammed. We did say at that time that maybe, given the number of people, we have thousands upon thousands of people on Skype, maybe that could be the problem that they want us to pay. If they want us to pay, we shall pay them. If that is what they want us to do, we will do so. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Asuzo Chinedu Peters, calling from London, Plumstead.
Go ahead.
With regards to what have been being discussed by Maitama Sule and the rest of them, Obasanjo and the rest of them, complain about bad leadership. It's just that what I've been saying and sounding to the ears of many that wants to listen or hear, that this one Nigerian song that have been used to keep the Nigerian people down, irrespective of wherever you come from. It is a mayhem that has struck everybody down. But the brunt of it all is being borne by our people, Biafran people, right from origin. Now, them saying that Bebele Goodluck Jonathan's administration is the worst, or is it has brought untold hardship to Nigerians, just like you rightly said. It's not a today's issue. It has been there since Nigeria began. The bad leadership has been there from beginning. It has been there. It has not changed. In fact, it has become worse. In fact, what we are experiencing now is no longer corruption. It is impunity. You see, I tried to clarify some of my friends, some of people that I tried to talk to, and some of them have started seeing reasons. Even people from North and also from the West, that this one Nigerian song that has been made for them to sing and echo loudly is just designed to keep them down. Well, after reading one of my commentaries, they say that we need revolution. And I want to make it clear and sound to every ear that is listening that there can never be any revolution in Nigeria in one piece. I want to repeat, there can never be any meaningful revolution in Nigeria as Nigeria stands in one piece. Come to think of it, will the South support the impeachment or the revolt against Jonathan's administration? No. Okay, go down to the National Assembly, headed by the Hausas, both the House of Rep and also the Senate. The Hausas will say no. Okay, come down to the judiciary, also the Hausas will say no. In the West, we say no. They will tell you that you are conspiring against another. You are conspiring against another ethnicity. If the revolution starts from the East, they will say no, it's because it is not an Igbo presidency, or it's not an Igbo Senate president. That is the system, that is the game that are put in place to bring us down. So the best way to bring Nigeria revolution is to split into smaller units. Into smaller units, the enemies will be exposed. You understand that the people that you think are your enemies are not just your enemies.
That's true.
The people that you are calling your enemies are not even your enemies. That you are next to door neighbor or brother is the one against you. They have set other people against your ethnicity, against your religion, and the other people will set their own against the other people. And at the end, they all come under one roof in the middle of the night on one table to share their loot while they shoot you in the daytime trying to defend their cause. So this issue of revolution or this issue of splitting up Nigeria, it is not just only about Biafra. It is not just only about the Biafrans. It's about the entire entity called Nigeria. Because the Nigerian population, the poor masses, when I mean the downtrodden, are the one bearing the brunt of this whole air.
It's terrible.
So I want everybody to listen, and some of them are beginning to understand. I keep saying it in all the groups I am. I try to push it to their mouth. If I am saying anything that is contradictory or anything that is wrong, prove me wrong.
But how you know what you're doing?
I'm reaching out. There are so many groups that I'm into that most of them, like one of they say NOD, and I know that most of them are agents of the political party defending Buhari and the rest of them. So they hide under different groups to do their deceit. So I try as much as possible to reach out to them, and none of them, all of them are going down. All of them are hiding their faces. None of them have come up to challenge because they know that they have been fished out, that the era of deceit has ended.
Yes, can I ask you, because it's echoing, are you going to be part of, you say you're calling from Plumstead.
Yes.
Does that mean that you'll be part of the team that will go to the carnival to preach Biafra to the people there?
Live and direct, 110% sure.
That's very good. That's what I want to know. Thank you for calling.
Live and direct. So, I employ all my people anywhere you are.
Yes.
Let them make the people around you to understand that the splitting of Nigeria is to their own best of interest.
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, I know that this will be calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, as we are still struggling to getting our transmitter, I'm still employing everybody, especially most of us in diaspora. In the same way, we should be preparing for the military offense that we will definitely face while we are trying to get our freedom from Nigeria. So anybody that have access to military training, please let them start and enrolling for that. That's just what I have to say for now.
Thank you very much. There will be need for, if people come to make our life intolerable, there will be need and urgency for us to try to defend ourselves. We have not been able to do so. What we want to do is find out, why is it that Fashola is acting with so much impunity, destroying lives and properties? When is this thing going to end? Is it going to continue this way forever and forever? That they continue to destroy our properties? What are we benefiting from one Nigeria anyway? Of what benefit is Nigeria to us? Who is actually living a decent life? You know, sometimes when they say, please leave it. We don't want to fight another war. If because people sense there is fear in you, because they have sensed that fear, that is why they keep dealing with you the way they're dealing with you. They will never relent. They will never stop. They will never stop until they take everything that we have. Until they strip us of our dignity. These are the things we need to be very much aware of. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please, if you may. Hello? We have a caller on Skype. May I have your name, please, and where you are? They are not following the program. It seems to me they're not, or there is a problem with their line. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you please listen to us or talk to us via Skype, please? Turn your system down and speak to us through Skype, if you may.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
They are not following the program, it seems to me.
Yeah, they want to hear their voices. It's rather very sad. We wish that she can please turn your system down. Turn it down and then you can talk to us. You can't speak to us with one ear whilst you're listening to your voice with another ear. It really doesn't stand up to scrutiny. It will deflect attention from what you're trying to say and make you not to concentrate. We have a message from our dear brother, Nzopotam Chimezie Igwebe. Yes, Nzopotam Chimezie Igwebe, that's how to pronounce it, I'm sure. He's saying here, Director, I just want to thank you guys and encourage you on the good work you are doing on Biafra. We stand, no retreat, no surrender. God bless Biafra. This is from our dear brother who is writing to us. Do not forget that you can send us a message. If you send us a text message, we will read it out, please. The number, once again, should you wish to send us a text message, is +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. And this is Radio Biafra. I don't know if Barrister Mamezu is going to be part of the team that will be at the carnival this very weekend to spread this message and to underline the importance of making sure that we have every right, we have every privilege in England to go out and to preach the message of Biafra to our people, because quite a lot is happening to us. Quite a lot is happening to us. This is a message from our dear brother Cornelius Obunna. He's saying, good evening, Director. I appreciate your tireless effort every day in the studio. Please, some listeners of our Radio Biafra suggesting that Masop and the Wazirike issue or the Yoruba churches should no longer be the topic of your daily broadcast, since you've enlightened the people so much on those areas. Rather, give your concentration on how we can separate ourselves from this zoo called Nigeria. Good night and thank you. I hope you are listening, Cornelius. If you're saying good night, does it mean you're going to bed, you're going to sleep? I do not know. I hope you'll be awake to listen to what we are bringing to you. If they commit any crime, we shall report it. If they do good also, we are going to report it and give them credit, because this is Radio Biafra. We sweep nothing under the carpet. Everything you hear on Radio Biafra is true. We do not try to circumvent any issue at all. We confront it head on. Please, barrister, how are we going to continue to make sure that our people realize the importance of getting Biafra, especially as everything we are doing right now, as everything that we are trying to accomplish within Nigeria is being frustrated by those that see us as the enemy, those intent on destroying our houses, those intent on making sure that we are part of one Nigeria? Isn't it very funny, barrister, that even Maita Masule, nobody from the north has ever mentioned Boko Haram? Everybody is blaming Goodluck Jonathan, because they said that if they don't take back the presidency, they will make life hell for him. They will make Nigeria ungovernable, and they have succeeded. Why have they not arrested all these people that said all these things a while ago about unleashing mayhem on Nigeria?
Yes, Director, the reason why that is because the Habafulanis have an agenda. Remember, before Goodluck went to the position where he is now, it was Babangida who told him that he should not go there. Buhari said he should not go there. Atiku said he should not go there. But the public, the masses, voted for Goodluck to go there. Unfortunately, the Goodluck now is now amassing itself with wealth, paying jets, for what I don't see any reason. You can never see any Hausa, Fulani man in authority who will condemn the Boko Haram. Impossible. I told you the statement of Maita Masule. What he says, twice, he said that the Northerners should go back to getting themselves and knowing themselves and how they do it before. He urged the Northerners twice in his own statement of yesterday. He didn't say the Yoruba should put themselves together. He didn't say Nigeria should put themselves together. He said the present leadership is the cause of all this problem. The present leadership, because Buhari promised Goodluck that if he goes there, he will make Nigeria ungovernable. And now they're turning around to blame the same Goodluck. And this Goodluck cannot even see the handwriting on the wall. Blame him. Director, we are doing Goodluck's job. Of course, I remember my brother, Engineer Evans Mezu, was asking you last week, why can't we write to Goodluck and ask him to do something? You said, no, they will kill Goodluck. You gave him a direct, straightforward answer. Director, I'm sure you remember.
Of course I do, yes. I do.
That's good. Thank you. So the reason why Goodluck could not do such is because he himself, even when you watch the guy talking, he's always looking behind him like Kofi Annan. I don't know if you have seen Kofi Annan talking. That guy's always talking and looking left and right.
You can only die once.
Director, you can only die once. You can't die twice. Claim what is yours. Be steadfast in what you know that you're preaching about. Do not give in to any kind of cowardice or any act of fear. Why should you fear? I'd rather die a hero than to live a coward, Director.
Yes.
The Hausas know what they are playing about. The Yorubas know what they're playing about. Now, what we should work intensively is on people.
because our people are the problems, not the Yorubas, not the houses. The Yorubas have told you to go home. Now they are demolishing houses. The houses have told you to go home. They are killing us. Our people are still building houses in Lagos. Our people are still in the north. These two tribes have told you, we don't belong together. Go home. The Yorubas are helping you to even destroy so that you won't say, I have my own house that I will sell. They have destroyed you so that you don't give excuses of selling anything. Go home. But some of our people are still playing as we talk. The Boko Haram are killing us. We are seeing where we are. Why must you be united with somebody who do not like you? Somebody who does not want you? That is, our people are the causes of our situation. That is what we concentrate. And I pray that our good-meaning people should contribute for this transmitter. And the transmitter will become our only mouthpiece. Director, we don't need to say much. The transmitter will do the job for us. And I hope those who are clever should do this urgently. And those who believe that they are okay. And let me tell you something else. The reason why the house of every Hausa meaning man is not talking about revolution, because they know that one day it will affect them. Remember, the governor of Kaduna has been attacked before. The one in Adamawa has also been attacked before.
The MA of
Kaduna. So the Boko Haram do not know who is who, because they realize that those are people who have been in authority. Saw them as the
Amajiris.
They see them as the Amajiris. That is why Babangida acquired a lot of, when you say wealth, which industry did Babangida bring about? Which industry did the one who died, what's his name? Yaradua. Tell me the East Industry instituted. You know what the houses do? Because they believe in this Rankade, the business. Once they're in authority, they give them money to buy sweet and chewing gum. Everybody will sit down on the floor. They refuse to educate their people. They want to be the people, you know, at the top. Who are, because remember, that, let me tell you this, I don't even know if you know. I have a Quran in my house. As a lawyer.
What are you doing with Quran in your house?
I have a Quran for reference. Director, I have a Quran in my, the next time I see you, I'll show you the Quran. It's for reference.
I don't want to see it.
I will show it to you, Director. When I was in London School of Economics, my director said to me, read every book you see, even if it's written by the devil. I have Quran for reference, Director.
Okay.
Remember, I am not, I study sociology, I study criminology, but I'm a lawyer. I have every reason, so that if you come through this way, I even have the Bible of the Mormon, so that if you quote something to us, sorry, I know about that. What the Hausas believe is that when they are in authority, they will look after those below them by giving them money to eat, not educate them, not bringing employment for them, not giving them something to feed for themselves forever. They believe in giving them fish for today, tomorrow you go on the street. Now, good luck is there. Good luck is the one causing the whole trouble. See the past 53 years. Poor good luck Jonathan. And he's not helping himself by amassing himself with 10 aircraft for another 20 other vehicles he has. One man. Shame on this zoological country called Nigeria. And yes. Therefore, I don't have any more to say now, Director. You take it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are here in Radio Biafra on this day, the 21st day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you because this is your radio station. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Your name
is KK, calling from Thailand.
KK, what is the meaning of KK? Is it Kingsley or Kelechi? What is it? You see, I know those that answer KK, that is what it means, either Kingsley or Kelechi. You are welcome to the program. You are in Thailand. This is Radio Biafra. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I want to congratulate you for the good work you are doing. So, first of all, I just want to say thank you and God will continue to be strengthening you. you have my full support also, and I'm praying over it, and I hope that God will surely give us Biafra one day, and the sooner.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Have you joined the group in Thailand? You say you're in Thailand. Have you joined your brothers and your sisters in Thailand?
No, I haven't seen, to be honest with you, I haven't seen the group, but if you are aware of it, then I will try to investigate them and make inquiry.
Okay, what I'll do is I will send the leader in Thailand is Pastor Levy. I will send Pastor Levy's details to you, and then you can add him on Skype, and then you can talk with him. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Please do that. Thank you very much, and keep listening and spreading the message about Radio Biafra.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Let's go to the line very quickly to read out this text message. It says, "Hello, my Biafran brother. This is Blessed Vincent from Sweden. I'm happy for the good work you're doing. God will bless you. I wish Odumegwujuku is alive to see this. We abide by his memory. We know wherever he is that he is watching. He is the Moses of our time. He led us halfway. He didn't see it. You see, when Ojukwu died, it was a sign for our people to hurry up, just like Moses did. Moses did not go into the land of Canaan, the promised land. No, he didn't. He saw it from afar, but he didn't go in. So Ojukwu has done his job. And what we are telling you right now is that you have to do yours as well. What are you prepared to do for your country? What are you prepared to do for Biafra? Because Biafra belongs to each and every one of us. We are going to benefit from Biafra, because it is the kingdom of God on this very earth. Biafra is the only thing that will set us apart from any other race. Biafra is what can make the misery of the existence in Nigeria come to an end. Please, if you want to call Radio Biafra, we know that our Skype line, most of you are used to calling us on Skype, is heavily congested. We'll try and speak to them, but please keep trying to try. If some of you are getting through, some are squeezing through. If you get through, please try to tell us not only who you are, your name, and what you have to say, please, but try as much as possible to ensure that you turn your system down. The headlines we are bringing to you this evening, once again, is that there is demolition of properties going on in Lagos. They are pulling down our properties. Lagos State government is at war with Igbo people, as yet more Igbo-owned habitable buildings are being destroyed in Lagos. The latest phase of this is at a place called the Butameta. Some people are saying, what are they still doing there? They ought to go home. If they go home, the kidnappers are waiting for them. So that is why we need Biafra. That is why everybody outside must support this very initiative, that we may go back home and take possession of our land and take it from the criminals, from those that do not want us to progress, from those that want us to die in exile. We're also bringing you news today that there is palpable fear gripping the Nigerian police, because Boko Haram find them as easy prey and kill them at will. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Go ahead. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live on the air to the whole world. Please.
Yes, I am Justice. Justice by name, from Nigeria.
What is Justice from Nigeria? What is your surname?
My name is Justice Ozemina.
That is better. Which part of the zoo are you Ozemina in?
Yeah, I am in Europe, in Greece.
Oh, in Greece. Okay, you're not in the zoo, you're in Greece. Please go ahead. Go ahead. We're listening.
So I'm very happy to hear about the thing you people are into it now. So I want to hear more.
Are you in a party?
Not yet.
There is a music playing.
We can hear it.
Are you listening to Radio Biafra, or you just called Radio Biafra? Are you listening to it?
Yeah. No, today is my first time.
Okay, it's your first time. Can you write this thing down, please? You can go to immediately to www.radiobiafra.co. Radiobiafra.co. Can you hear me?
www.radiobiafra.co.
Biafra.co. There you'll be able to get us. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Obinna Ibrahim again, calling from Grace, from Ogidi.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a news from Radio Biafra now that Lagos State government have been destroying Igbo houses in Lagos State.
That is correct, yes. That is correct, yes.
Nnamdi, this is what I have been saying the last time I called. I said the same thing. Igbos, Biafrans that are in the state are also not. They have their own problems. They have been telling them to come back home, but they refuse to come. Even those in the Lagos, I heard that the market that my Igbos decided to develop by themselves are even... the governor of Lagos State said to them that they have to. Yeah, the Lagos State government told them that the Yoruba man should be their chairman up to today. Hello, can you hear me?
Very well, we can hear you loud and clear. Please proceed. Say what you're saying.
Good, good. What I'm trying to say is that Biafrans are just like bees that they say they go in the grave. I want to give them advice. Let me tell you, I had a dream about Biafra, and if they thought that Nigeria is going, that Biafra is not come to existence, they are mistaken. They are mistaken.
Tell us your dream. Biafra, what type of dream did you have?
I had a dream 2006. 2006, I told my dad about this, that Biafra must stand. This dream was like I saw Nigeria divided into four places, but in my knowledge, I knew that we have three nationalities: Nigeria, and Oduduwa, and Biafra. But I saw it being divided into four places. I don't know the next, but I told my dad that no matter what cost, that Nigeria is going to divide. I had a pastor in Nigeria who is a Pentecostal. Pastor who also said the same thing after I told him my dreams, and he said the same thing as well. Can you hear me?
Very, very well. We are listening attentively, and we have heard what you have said, which is a very good thing. It's a very good thing to know. And we take your predictions on board because it's going to come true. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. We have the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. No, they are not paying attention. They are not paying attention that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from London. As we said, please, if you call us, you turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you very well. Please give me your name and where you are.
Okay, I got now. I'm about from India.
From India, what is your name?
I'm on Imo State.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm more than 300 now. I'm over on the market too much because of the easy. What I go?
Microsoft, nandi Google, nandi Yahoo. Ekwetala na Biafra wahu budo. Imanka afuma.
Yeah.
As no people can you naso. Microsoft, na Google, na Yahoo, na ndị nke ọzọ na-eso ha, ha gara eme otu a? Ajụjụ ka m jụrụ gị, sị gị, as na anyị na-asụ asụsụ ala anyị oge ọwụla, ọ dịghị ka Microsoft, ma ọ wụ Google, ma ọ Yahoo, ma ha gara enwe nchegharị si n'ezie na Biafra wa ahụ obodo?
It's true, yeah, I know that.
Biko, ewele iwe, nọ nwanne m nwoke. Ahụrụ m asụsụ anyị n'anya hụbiga ya oke. Ahụkwara m gụwa n'anya. Ana m adịọ gị ka ị sụọrọ anyị okwu bekee ewele iwe nnu.
I am my highness.
That's no problem. Well,
yeah.
This is almost 1 week and then I have been listening to your radio Biafra.
Yes. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. Hello?
I'm very happy.
You see, when you were speaking Igbo, it didn't cut off. Maybe it wanted you to speak in our rich, very rich language. Please, I implore you to call back. I want you to call back, please. We are getting Meke Vincent from Mexico is writing to us. He is listening to Radio Biafra right now. We will announce his number in a minute. This is Radio Biafra. Can turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
It's down now.
Yes, it's better. Please go ahead. Finish what you were saying. Go ahead.
Okay. Calling from Greece. Ibezim calling.
Ibezim, yes. We didn't quite finish the last time. Please go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Please, let every Biafran understand that Biafra must stand. And let us also know that all the black people in Biafra must be destroyed. Anybody that says that Biafra will not stand, be destroyed.
I agree with you.
Can you?
I agree with you, 100%. 100+%.
Good.
If you say we will not rest, you will not rest.
The transmitter that we are expecting, I believe that before the end of this month, from Greece, will contribute the letter that I have to make sure that Biafra stands. Because what we are expressing in Europe is not a child's play. And we need to come back home to develop our country. Yoruba and Hausas, they are killing us, and we are dying in silence. And we don't take that anymore. We can never take it anymore. I want all the Biafras all over the world, even those in Nigeria, to notice this. And anybody who is in Hausa, who is not, should come back home. If they refuse to come back home, let them perish there. Don't care about that. That is what I want to say.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I have my friend here who want to say something.
Go ahead. Put them on the line.
Good.
Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Can
good
tell,
evening,
yeah,
Tom
good
brother.
Evening. Yeah, tell Ibezim to turn the radio down.
My name is Chukwujekwu Okoye.
Chukwujekwu
Okoye. Anambra. From Oluku.
Thank you. Yeah, Ndioma. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I know my man over there. I don't know if you know my chairman.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. We are listening. Yeah, go ahead. We are listening.
So, yeah, I'm watching you. Could have brought on way for us. So, the other thing is you could have a bro. A Kenelenge, a Tishwele, a Bambo, Makanya, beef, and a me, a Tishwele, a Gamma, a Biafra, Yotago.
Yes. And the entire editorial board and listeners. Please, can you speak English? Is it possible to speak English?
Yes.
And even broken English.
I'm very happy to see what happens.
Thank you.
About the Lagos State. Mm-hmm. And the demonstration of the house,
yes.
And what happens is about the what they want us to go home,
mm-hmm.
and try to build our houses,
yes,
in our places, not to stay in Lagos State or the Hausa place, Kano State or Northern State. That they want to tell us now that they will have to depart, and everybody should be in the zone.
Yes,
you understand? That is the truth. It's clear. And the one thing is happening is about the time that God wants to take place.
That is,
and I wish that God will be able to fight it for his own, not for we, because we are blessed child. And when we are here in grace, that we are suffering a lot, that we are crying about all these things, when these things will be able to done.
Mm-hmm.
And now you started it. And I appreciate what God has started by using you as the head of the everything. And I wish you the best. And the happiness and the love, you know, and I wish you more love and more long life and prosperity for you to be able to carry on leading the people that you are leading. And because this is not by your power, it's by your God, by the God power.
That is correct.
And the God which shall be able to do all things according to his will.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
So that is what I choose. So I wish you best, okay?
Yes.
All the entire the people that supported that Biafra will be existed. Because some people that is in our place, that when you are telling them about the Biafra, they don't understand what is going on with the Biafra. They will think that it's part of Mazop or about who is this? Is it Wazulike? That the people that committed money, they are doing see their money. But because of that, I tell them that is not done. That now is the time for you to come out and pursue what is pursuing you. And that is the time for you to get what you want to get. Because when God decided, no one can be disannoyed. That is the Bible written. That is the only thing I want to say. I don't have other things to speak. But I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
Because now we want to do more. But now we are in a very, like, we are in a slavery place. That we can never seem to be in a slavery. We can never go.
Yes.
That God cannot be good to create us to suffer every day.
That is correct.
That we are working and suffering and crying every day. It's not done. The world has seen us, and we are trying to preach in the where we are walking, where we are going, and talk about the difference. People are looking at us, and I don't know that the world knows about difference.
They do.
This is what makes me to be clear and fair, that everybody knows about the difference, and that I appreciate it, that the difference must hold, that no one can stand when the time will come, and that it will be a great place, that people will be able to come, they will enjoy themselves. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank
and
you.
And God bless you.
And you too. And you too. Thank you very, very much for calling. Radio Biafra is a collective effort. We must make this very, very clear. I sit on this very chair to present and host Radio Biafra. I have been privileged to be allowed, basically, to direct or to pilot the affairs of Radio Biafra, and to coordinate our worldwide efforts towards the restoration of our own inheritance, which is the kingdom of heaven on this earth, which is Biafra. Wanda Manachi Okpara, Uche Mefo, Barrister Mamezu, Dr. Egemba, Barrister Mecca, Adolf Emeke Siri, Chukwunye Ebunyeze Ekpa, Carol Monde, Chidera Akabuo, our benefactor Moses Wigwe, Ikechukwu Eniago, Tochukwu, Rita Nibogo, Nonye Manning. The list is endless of people that have made Radio Biafra what it is today. Not forgetting you, the listeners. Without the listeners of Radio Biafra, without Biafrans all over the world spreading the message, I am not in Mexico, but our brother Vincent is writing from Mexico. He is also part of the struggle. The praise also goes to him. And goes to everybody who listens to Radio Biafra, everybody who has added their friends onto Facebook, everybody who goes out every day to preach the restoration of Biafra, including the Asuzus of this world. Please, what we are doing is what God asked us to do. Somebody suggested yesterday on Facebook that after each program, I should go down on my knees and pray to God. And that is what I intend to start doing from this very night. Immediately after the program, I pray. If you call me and you can't get me, please understand that I'm praying. The reason is this. What we are doing, we must make it very clear, is not because we are better than everybody else. We are more intelligent than everybody else. We are more resourceful than anybody else. We are more creative, or that we're more stubborn. Because these are the things you need to fight for Biafra. If you're not stubborn, if they blow you one way, you go. They blow another way, you go. If they call you and tell you, oh, forget about it, let's be in one Nigeria and go to party, you agree with them. There is good stubbornness and bad one. We are on the path of righteousness. We cannot deviate from it. This is what God wants everybody to do. Each and everybody. He will design his own vessels, people to carry this message across. Biafra doesn't belong to us. Biafra existed, we came, we will die, and will still be Biafra going on forever. Because when God comes from heaven as the Messiah, when the gates of heaven will open, God will come to earth and he will come to Biafra land. The only place that God will visit in the whole of Africa is Biafra land. One day we will tell you why. People don't understand why everybody, before now, we could have been shouting to Microsoft and to Google and they will not listen to us. Do you not think that something went inside them and told them that it's time for you to let Biafra go? Go into your computer and ask your computer, tell your computer that Biafra is a place I have created. Do you think that is impossible for God to do? If people think that we are going to have Biafra, and Biafra will be like Nigeria, they are mistaken. We are going to give, we will package Biafra as an offering. As an offering and hand it over to God. That is what we are going to do. We will not relent. This is Radio Biafra. We must wait for whoever is calling to finish calling, and then we'll be able to take your call. Because somebody somewhere is calling and is interfering with what we're trying to do. I don't know if Barrister Mamezu is still with me. I don't know if he's of the opinion that Biafra should be handed over to God, hook, line, and sinker. Everything that we do should be given to God. But Barrister, please, I know you're with me. Please, before you come in, let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. Our dear brother on Skype, can you hear me?
Can you hear God over?
Can you hear me?
No.
He cannot hear what we are saying. Please, Barrister, go ahead. Barrister Mamezu, are you there?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please,
I'm
go
just
ahead.
Waiting
go
for
ahead.
You to give me the green light.
You do have
as
the
I
green
was
light.
Saying,
please go ahead.
We cannot hand everything over to God, Director. Oh. God has given us the vision. He's given us the strength. He's given us the brain to operate. And, Director, we are doing it, and we see it to infinity. We are working under God's command because our dear beloved nation, Biafra, is coming back into fruition. When will it stop, Biafra? Director, there was a guy who called from Plumstead telling you that revolution in Nigeria cannot be possible because Westerners will say no, Hausers will say no. I was tempted to challenge, but I said, no, Director knows it even better than I myself, Barrister Mamezu. I kept my cool. Now, this is the position now to reply that guy. That my brother from Plumstead, if you are still listening, his name sounded a bit feminine, something like that. He called from Plumstead. Now, my brother, if you are listening, we are not clamoring for the Oduduwa or whatever the one in it. All we're after is Biafra. We want to extricate, if you like, pull out from that zoo. Whatever any faction that it wants to go there is not our business. And my brother, I said this yesterday in my closing remark, that we have an overwhelming evidence to pull out. They say once you are defeated in war, in our case, in Biafra, Nigerian, they said no victor, no vanquish. After 30 years, whoever is defeated can go back to their natural habitat. We have that natural habitat. So, that is one. Next year, Director Nnamdi's friend called Frederick Lugard.
Barrister, not my friend. No, please, you are no. Please.
Okay.
Before the cost of the bones of the 3.5 million will be talking, I reject it and I rebuke it. I condemn it in the name of everything I have come across in my life. If I know where Lugard is buried, I will dig him up and burn and crush his bones. And use it to fertilize my garden.
Stop. I'm being sarcastic, okay? Just to make you laugh.
Please.
I'm being sarcastic.
It's a name that will be listening.
Let me go back to the platform. Now, what I'm saying is, next year, Lugard's creation will end. Since we are born, we've never heard that a human being can create a nation.
Only Nigeria.
And I don't know if you have noticed, it's only Nigeria that you always hear one Nigeria. I've never had one Kenyan or one Ghanaian. Do you know the reason why the Ghanaians never had any problem in their own country? They speak one language.
Well, yes. No, they speak different languages. They understand one central language, yes.
One language, yes. All of them speak commonly.
Yes.
But in our own situation,
it's 250.
We have more than 250-something languages.
250.
And of course, we understood why Lugard brought us together for the sake of want to gain, what they want to gain from that zoo. And that is what is getting up to today.
But Barrister, so, I disagree with you. It's not about what they have to gain. Have we paid them
back? Tell me what it is.
Have we paid or thanked them for giving us the Bible? Everybody who was shouting the other day, leave religion, leave it. If you go back home now, every Sunday, Catholic is packed, Anglican is packed, assemblies, apostolic, the chosen, the unchosen, the risen and the dead. They're all there doing one type of worship or the other. Making a lot of money. I don't like people who are ungrateful. Has anyone actually stood up to say, oh God, accept our thanks and our praise. Bless those that brought us the Bible.
Director,
yes.
Please, hang on. Those that brought it in disguise to mellow your heart.
No.
In disguise to make sure that you don't rise up against them. Remember, if I slap you this way, turn the other way. Remember the same Bible was taken to South Africa. How many South Africans were put in their graves up to today with the Bible? Let's not dwell about Babu today, otherwise we'll be told that we are deviating.
No, let me carry on. That's what I said.
Exactly.
Don't talk. Yeah. I'm not interested in the merits of religion. I'm talking about that. What I'm saying to you,
right.
since you have embraced this concept so much, the New Testament teaching that our people love so much, almost 98% of them practice. Have you people ever stood up one day to say, whoever brought this Bible, thank you very much? We condemn everything bad they have brought to us, and rightfully so, and we keep on doing that. But have we thanked them for bringing what people regard as... You and I know what it is. I don't believe in that message. I am a creation of God himself, so I know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. We can debate that from now till next year. And we'll win, of course. Anyway, we're not talking about the merits of what we had before. I want our people to be intelligent enough that when we debate an issue or we discuss it, to be able to extrapolate, to take out what we are discussing from a bigger cauldron or from a bigger pot of all the issues surrounding it. What we're saying is, given if you go back home on a Sunday in Biafra land, if you call them between 8 in the morning and 1, did you go to church today? I was in church. We sang songs of praise. Yes, I agree with you. I'm not discussing the merits or the demerits of going to church. No, that's not the issue we're discussing. What we're discussing is, have you been able to say thank you to this person that brought you this particular news that makes you get up every Sunday morning to go to church?
Director, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Why would I find someone who brought me the Bible when the Bible that was brought to me has created more divisions than necessary? Why would I find the person who brought me the Bible when the Bible has brought more destruction? The quotation I was reading in the book of Matthew last week, Jesus was saying that he did
Barrister, not... Are you not deviating? I think you are, because you're not understanding my question. My question is, I am not interested in the advantages or the disadvantages. I'm saying, considering the number, let us forget about what lies underneath. I'm not talking about you as a person or myself. Considering the number of people that are devotees of the teachings contained in the New Testament that goes to church every Sunday, have they all been able to come together to say, I want to thank the person that brought me this good news, the British people that brought it to me, or the Americans? That's what I'm saying. I'm not looking at if it is right or wrong. No. If you go back home, considering the number of people that attend church service and believe in miracles as taught in the New Testament, how many of them have been able to offer thanks to say thank you very much? Is because,
Director,
yes.
Let me carry on what I'm saying. They will not say thank you because that Bible has brought a lot of destruction. That is my line of argument.
Okay.
Let's not go too much on that area.
That's fine.
So the person I'm addressing simply is that my brother from Plasto. he's trying to find out from Plumstead.
Plumstead.
So he's the one I'm addressing because he talked about revolution and how it will not come about. We are not talking about revolution in a wider sense. We are talking about revolution that Biafra is going to extricate itself, or if you like, herself, from the mainstream zoological country called Nigeria. And I've told him now, maybe because he joined listening to Radio Biafra, let me remind my brother that we are in court, Nigeria, Biafra v. Nigeria. We are in court. We have mandate from UN supporting the indigenous people come free and govern themselves. We have support from the European Union that we can go and free ourselves. So, starting from next year, that the creation of amalgamation by Frederick Lugard is expiring. And 2015, the House has said the ANC become the leader or Nigeria will burn into ashes. We have a lot of things, a lot of reasons, evidence why we should pull out. Yeah, it may not be a revolution. The revolution we are talking, my brother, in Northeast London, is that we are pulling out of that zoo. Whichever way you look at it, we don't want to belong to a country that is demolishing and deporting those who say that we are under one Nigeria. It's not practicable. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and I will regard that as your closing remark, if I may. Because things are happening. Barrister, if you recall, let us go and take the first text message before we come to this one. This is from Ikechukwu Iwu. He's saying here that, hello, Director Nnamdi, I want to thank you so much. And, of course, the editorial board of Radio Biafra for the immense work you and the board of Radio Biafra is doing. I want to thank also Carol Monde. Please, Director, remember the saying that truth is bitter, but it must be spoken. For those urging you to compromise in some issues, I want to tell you that there is nothing minor to handle. Transparency has no room for compromise. Hence, you are on the right path. Thank you all, Biafrans, and God bless Biafra. From Ikechukwu Iwu. Barrister, this is a message from our dear brother that, if you recall, wrote in from Malaysia, which I'm going to, a while ago, insulting me because of the way that I dealt with the issue of Emeka Anyaoku, who is married to a Yoruba woman, and telling us that he wants us to stay in one Nigeria because he has shares in Orient Oil, making money from our Aguleri. Barrister, I hope you're with me. This our brother has written to say today. He has written back to say today that, I don't know, he has been praying for me. He said, he's telling me he has been praying for me. He said, Nnamdi, my brother, can't you see my prayers are now working? I don't know, maybe he's teasing me, I don't know. He must have a very good sense of humor to have written this to me. Nnamdi, my brother, can't you see my prayers are now working because you never go angry or insult people again? I should give it up. people are very funny and I like them. Very, very funny people. I like them. This goes to show that he has a sense of humor, which is very good.
Yeah.
We say that according to Ikechukwu Iwu, what he's advising us to do, we cannot compromise on the truth. The sooner we realize this, the better for our people. We are not going back. There is no way we can retreat from this very noble enterprise.
And there's no surrender.
That we cannot, over our dead body, we cannot surrender. And our people must understand this. If we speak, I will keep reminding you of this. There is no corporation in the zoo that is greater than Microsoft. They are the ones funding education in Anambra State. If Bill Gates can listen to us when we speak, how about you? Listen to us. We cannot lead you into ruin. The Biafra we are getting is not for the Nnamdi Kanu family, no. Neither is it for the Mezu family, or the Mefor family, or the Egemba family, as the case may be, or the Emekesiri family, no. Biafra is for everybody, for you and for me. Not because so that we can have a country and fly our beautiful flag. No! That we may fulfill the promise of God to his children. Fighting for Biafra is not a political fight. We are not into politics. It's not a liberation fight so that you can be allowed the right to vote as in South Africa. No. It is not a human rights issue like Martin Luther King fought in America for rights of Americans to be together. No. We are fulfilling a scriptural edict. We are, in fact, the coming of Biafra is divine. It is a divine statement. Because God has come to the realization that these people, they are all religious, all of them. Please, barrister, is there anybody who doesn't believe in anything where we come from? Is there anybody?
You can hardly find such a thing.
You must believe in something. Either you believe in Arosi, you believe in Christ, you believe in Chukwu Abiam, you must believe in something.
Something, correct.
This is what our people don't understand. That is why we were chosen. If you go and look at any race chosen by God to do a particular type of work, there are no atheists there. You can't have anybody say, oh, I don't believe in anything. They must believe in something. That is why we are unique. We are all believers. We may have different shades of it. Some may want to come through Revelation. Some may want to start from Matthew. Some may want to start from Job. Others from Ecclesiastes. Some from Deuteronomy. Some from Genesis. I say this to you. If there is anything contained in Leviticus that is not in Igbo culture, in Igbo tradition, in Igbo way of life, don't listen to Radio Biafra again. Go and read the book of Leviticus in the Bible. Then you will understand that indeed you are the children of God himself. Now he's telling you to go back to the land that he gave to you. If you refuse to go back, you know when 2000 years came, is in the Bible, if you read the book of Exodus. When God promised his children that I will gather you after 2000 years, he did it. He was telling them when the Zionist movement came up, the Israelites we are being told by wise men and all the rest of them, the same way we are touring the whole world was how he was touring the whole world, preaching to the Jews to go back to Israel. They said no. God said, okay, I will send somebody that will make you go back. And he raised Hitler. What did Hitler do to them? 6 million dead. They now started scrambling back to where they came from. When they got there, the road was blocked by the British. The British had the Palestine mandate. The British supported the Jordanian army to fight the children of God. But God said, this is my land. I gave it to them. I brought them back. They are going to take this land, regardless of what you do. Do you know who sponsored the bill at the UN that made Israel to be free? Was one of their greatest oppressors, Russia. That is why we say that the redemption of Biafra is going to come from the east, from Malaysia, from Thailand, from China, from Indonesia, from the Philippines, from Singapore. These are the people that are going to save us. This is where the same place that redemption came for the Israelites, from the east. Every leader of that very revolution came from the east that saw Israel entrenched as a free nation on this earth. In total, not partial, in total fulfillment of God's promise. Go and read the book of Exodus. It is there in the book of Exodus. If the Bible is too difficult for you, go and read Leon Uris's Exodus. It's a novel. Leon Uris. U-R-I-S, that's the surname, if I'm not mistaken. He wrote a compelling book called Exodus. I read that book at the age of 17. As you're reading this very book, they are quoting Bible for you. You are seeing the scriptures manifesting. The time is now. They will destroy your houses in Lagos. They will kill you in the north. They will bomb you. They will deport you. Because God is saying that now is the time to go back to the place I gave to your ancestors, the place you defiled. But because you have cried out to me, I have heard your voice. Because you have repented from your sins, and because you have vowed to give Biafra to me, I will hand it over to you as your inheritance. This is Radio Biafra. We make bold to say night after night that Biafra is our religion. Here on this station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Chukwu Abiama is our God. We thank you for listening wherever you are in the world. We implore you once again, please, whatever you do, join us tomorrow. Tell your friends, tell your families. Add your friends onto Facebook. There is no obstacle we come across we will not crush. Anything that stands in front of this, I have asked God. You are God. You said you don't change. That is the promise you made. You don't change. That's what you said. We are holding God to account of what he said. Not what man said. What he said. And because he does not change, because he keeps his words and his promise, Biafra is coming. I say may God bless each and every one of you. But more importantly, let God bless Biafra.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.